from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there, and welcome to the rewrap for Tuesday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, guest starring Larry Williams this week, in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning we meet a woman who works in construction. Oh my God. Oh, what's happened to the world? We try and provide kids with healthy lunches for just over $2. And we'll attempt a Winston watch, even though Mike Hosking is not here. But first up, the Las Vegas shooting. What does Larry have to say about this?
And how a madman can walk into a hotel with a cache of automatic guns, I have no idea, but I guess hotels don't check bags, do they? It brings into question again the right to bear arms, which still means in the United States, it seems anyway, that these nutters can get their hands on these deadly machines and shoot the place up. For once, I agree with Hillary Clinton. She is criticising the National Rifle Association. This is the NRA, very political organisation, the NRA. And there's a bill working its way through Congress that would make it easier to buy gun silencers. And Mrs. Clinton says politics must be put aside and the NRA must be stood up to. Well, I remember her husband, Bill Clinton, trying to stand up to the NRA. He came second. Actually, Bill Clinton did do quite a lot on automatic weapons. He restricted them in some shape or form. I just can't remember how. And he did try and make moves, but the NRA got in the way, of course. She's imploring the United States to work together to try to stop this from happening again. She says the crowd fled at the sounds of gunshots. Imagine the deaths if the shooter had a silencer, which the NRA wants to make easier to get. You have to wonder why it should be legal to buy a silencer. So Mrs. Clinton is accurate in that.
Yes, it's just bizarre that in many states of America, there's no background check. You don't need a license. You can just buy all the guns you like. Larry had more to say on this issue as well.
Paddock had both hunting and fishing licenses, according to public records, as well as his pilot's license, but no criminal record in the state of Nevada. He was the son of Benjamin Hoskins Paddock, a serial bank robber who ended up on the FBI most wanted list back in 1969 when he escaped from federal prison in Texas while serving 20 years sentence. So his old man was diagnosed as a psychopathic with suicide tendencies. The right to bear arms. This is already now a point of conversation in the United States and here, of course. We here, I think, shake our heads, I do, and say, well, how come these nutters can buy up a cache of automatic weapons, walk into a hotel, book a room, and then play sniper from the 32nd floor? Take out 60 innocent people, 500 injured. The death toll, as I said, will rise substantially. How can this happen? Because it just seems unimaginable. In the United States, the gun laws have been toughened, but the Second Amendment means that Americans have the right to defend themselves, meaning the right to bear arms, and polls show, actually, that Americans support this. Every time a president tries to toughen up the laws, Clinton tried to do it. The NRA, this is the National Rifle Association, a huge political lobby group, they get in on the game and nothing much happens. Congress back downs, they renege. It's political. The gun law, to us anyway, seem crazy. The availability of rapid-fire automatic weapons truly is insane.
Speaking of insanity, we had our own kind of craziness on the show this morning. We talked to a young woman called Olivia Ward, who's up for Apprentice of the Year. She works in construction. How can this be? A woman working in construction? I've never heard the like.
And what are you going to do? So you're just about through your apprenticeship. Are you going to stay in the industry?
I'm definitely going to stay in the industry and get a lot more experience and hopefully start my own company one day.
And what do you actually have to, obviously you're building on the job, do you have some kind of training off the job as well?
Not really, it's just all hands on site every day.
And did people look at you, because, you know, a young woman going into that field, did people look at you and think, oh, well, that's a bit odd at first?
They did at first, but everyone, you know, I just get treated like one of the guys, and that's exactly what I want, you know, to be treated fairly. And
are there other females that you know of in the industry?
There aren't that I know of, not in Marlborough, sadly, but I really want there to be some more because it's not, you know, a difficult job physically. It's not hard.
Physically it's not hard?
No, I don't think so.
And in your view, why should apprentices or people get into these apprenticeship-type schemes?
It's a fantastic opportunity to work and get paid at the same time. And once you're in the building industry, it opens so many doors for young people.
Okay, and how do you think you go in the Apprentice of the Year Awards?
Oh, fingers crossed I do well. I really hope so, but there is a great team of guys out there that are going up as well.
Right, so. You're up against some good competition, are you?
Oh, definitely.
I mean, this is just a woman working in construction. Next, we'll be letting them drive and we'll be just like Saudi Arabia. It's just a sad indictment on humanity, basically. In fact, here's another woman on the show this morning. Her name's Jade Winter. She wants to provide kids with healthy lunches. Another wacky idea.
Fresh fruit, though, pasta, rice, crackers. I mean, that's for $2.30. That sounds too cheap to me.
Yeah, so we don't have all of those things going into the lunchbox in one day for an under five. So we've got, you know, a series of things. There's generally about five things in a lunchbox, and our under fives in early childhood education are often getting morning tea and afternoon tea provided as well.
Mm.
So there's not really any need for too much more than that in the lunchbox for most children.
And Jay, what about the kids? They like it? They're okay with it, are they?
Yeah, I mean, kids respond to peer pressure. So if most kids, you know, go to an early childhood centre or a preschool with healthy chai, they respond really well to it. In one early childhood centre, I had 30 children eating broccoli. So, yeah, they do. They do like fresh fruit and vegetables and good foods. But if their mate beside them has a, you know, fashionable packaged convenience food, yeah, they will want that as well. So,
changing the trend. All right, Jade, you can shove the broccoli. I don't like broccoli. I hate broccoli. But if they're okay, start them early, I suppose, and you know they'll like it.
But it's a tree. Broccoli is a tree.
Good, thank you, Jade.
Yeah, kauri is also a tree, but I don't want to eat that either. I don't understand your logic there. Why can't kids just have apricot jam and cottage cheese sandwiches like I used to have when I was at school? What do you mean that sounds disgusting? Admittedly, it did used to go a bit soggy. Nothing wrong with a sandwich you can pour into your mouth. Perfectly normal. We're going to finish up here by attempting to do Winston Watch, which was something we started last week with Mike Hosking. Would it work as well with Larry Williams? Let's find out.
So Winston Peters has called to Bill English and also Jacinda Ardern. They're going to talk this week. Peters was out of cell phone contact over the weekend, so it's all on then, isn't it?
Well, we've got a sting for this, Larry.
What a class of society we've become. I'm going to go my way.
Winston Watch.
Day 10.
Well, it'll be a lot of crap.
It's day 10, Larry.
Sorry, can you play that again? I missed the first one.
What a classless society we've become.
Classless.
Winston Watch. Day 10.
Well, it'll be a lot of crap.
What was I going to say? Anyway, so they will have their preliminary discussions by the end of the week with National Labour, whatever that means. Interesting, I was reading yesterday, the Colmar-Brunton poll that came out before the election, which was actually very accurate, it showed that 65% of New Zealand First supporters would prefer their party to enter a coalition with Labour. Now that is, whichever way you slice and dice that is a pretty compelling number. Two-thirds of New Zealand First voters want to go with Labour. So it's going to be fascinating to see what Mr. Peters can extract from National and Labour. My bet is a lot. My bet also is that Labour might bend a little bit more, if you get my drift.
Hilarious. Yeah, it's always a fun time with Larry hosting. I am Glenn ZB. That was the rewrap with Larry hosting. He'll be hosting again tomorrow. I know we're all looking forward to that. I will see you then.